adopted her through the concurrent planning scheme at Coram, and you have an awful lot of training and preparation prior to being approved as concurrent carers. So in a sense, nothing happened that we hadn't been prepared for in theory, and you get an awful lot of support. So nothing really should be a nasty surprise. Hmm. So you're always kept very much up to date about what's happening, and certainly in our case, there were other family members that came forward. So there was a period of uncertainty, which, although it was difficult to deal with, at the end of the day, your kind of time's pretty full just caring for the baby. I can't understand really why it's not normal practice. One of the things that attracted us to this scheme is it seemed a really child-centred approach, plus a really good opportunity as potential adopters to have a child as early as possible and start to build the relationship and start the nurturing process in the way that you would want to bring up a child. So from the child's point of view, it's a definite win-win. The maximum they'll have is one move either back to their family or they stay with you, as opposed to being in the mainstream care system, which can involve several placements.
Yeah, and I was actually surprised to see from the figures when I checked that children who need adoption currently wait an average 2 years and 7 months from the day they enter the care system to the day they are legally adopted. That's a long time and a long period of uncertainty.
It is a long time, and anybody who's cared for a very young child will know that they might not be able to articulate what they're feeling, but the thought of maybe them moving around, I think people would find it quite hard if they thought about it happening to their own child. So, yeah, definitely. The advantage that we had was the minute that we knew we were no longer going to be the foster carers, but were the adoptive carers, that meant no movement for the baby.
No, absolutely.
In the mainstream system, that's when the process to actually find a family would have started. You do get a lot of training with Coram, you get a lot of support, and we had the advantage of meeting people that had happened in their case. And we were struck by how people had moved on with support, had actually gone on maybe to adopt a child again. They hadn't necessarily gone back to concurrent planning, but they hadn't said it was a negative experience. You do start to become aware which way it's likely to go, and we very much saw ourselves as foster carers in the first